Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio show of Andrew Shatkin on Monday through Friday at 6:30 in the evening, and sometimes, time permitting, I have 11 o'clock broadcasts on Saturday and Sunday. And before I begin this show, I'd like to give you a little background as to where I'm coming from in life so you can agree or disagree with the positions that I take in this show. First of all, it's a politically incorrect show. I'm not in for political correctness or media lies, falsehoods, or anything of that character. I am interested in honest discernment and truth and facts, and in, most of all, in critical thinking, which can only be engendered and occur by a person who reads books. The failure to read books will be result, in my opinion, in the present situation in a society where people no longer are able to critically think and put the dots together. So, I am interested in truth and facts, and that's what this show is all about. It's not about political rhetoric, left or right. I'm a Christian, and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture and to the ancient creeds of the Church, Nicene, Athanasian, and Apostles' Creed, which state the faith for the past 2,000 years. I'm interested in adhering to the historical Christian faith and in its full manifestation as defined in Holy Scripture, and where you can find it defined and explained by the great Christian thinkers of the past, such as John Calvin, Martin Luther, John Bunyan, John Milton. John Milton is one of my absolute all-time favorites. His epic Paradise Lost defines the issue, the cosmic event of all time, the fall of man into sin from paradise. It's one of the great, great poems of all time. I never stop reading it. I can't stop reading it. I will never stop reading it. Other authors that I recommend are Aquinas, Dante, and Augustine, of course, and Chesterton, and C.S. Lewis most recently, and T.S. Eliot. These are all Christian writers where you can be informed of the faith accurately and correctly. Third, I am a writer. I've written 10 books, and I have five of these books. Two of the books have been legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2, and three have been Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, which has had wide sales and dissemination in Holland, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, and in particular, the University of California college system, and in the community college system in Louisiana. This book has sold very well. It's been a bestseller, national and international. I also have written a book, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, also quite helpful, bought by Harvard University of Pennsylvania, among others. You'll find these books helpful and useful, I would hope. And I wrote a book on the parables, which is also sold fairly well. And also, I would note that I posted the five interpretations of 41 of the parables on my website and social media, as well as I'm pasting the sayings of Christ found in the four Gospels on social media and on my website. I would hope that people will find these interpretations of the parables and the sayings of Jesus helpful from a person who knows his limitations in comparison to the thought and words of the Savior and Redeemer of mankind. My interpretation of his challenging thoughts humbles me in undertaking the present task of interpretation. I have two radio shows, a podcast show and Blog Talk Radio show, which in the Mahavik podcast show has been visited by over 4,000 people from 76 countries, Muslim countries and China included. And also my Blog Talk Radio show has particularly been visited by persons from Saudi Arabia and United Kingdom and Germany and Belgium and Ireland and Bangladesh and India and Japan and Malaysia, etc. So many of these are very happy that so many people have found benefit in these radio shows to have a Christian perspective, but I welcome all points of view and people who want to know about Christ and my Christian perspective. I have found that they are willing to listen. I had a particular contact with a Muslim scientist who appeared on the show from Istanbul, and from a novelist, a young girl, again a Muslim friend of mine who was on the show. And also I have Muslim contacts, a very large number of Muslim contacts interested in my Christian writing. Also, I have written over 550 blogs or essays, which are available on my website and on social media, and also on academia.edu, where many people visit these blogs and upload them. Again, many people from Muslim countries, I'm happy to say, visit these blogs. Most recently, many did. I look at an article of Maya Ward on St. Paul and others, Politics and Truth, two articles that they found of benefit. I am planning other books, a book on the Psalms I've completed, and also books on the sayings of Christ and on the the miracles in the Bible, as well as a law book, which I partially completed, on the criminal law hearings and criminal law hearings in New York State criminal law, and that is partially written, not a lot of it, some of it is. The book on the Psalms is presently completed, and I do hope these books will provide understanding and benefit to those who undertake to read them. I also wish to indicate that I'm always anxious to articulate in writing, which has become very difficult these days because people don't read too much. Maybe they read a little bit of headline or a few words, but that's their schedule and their busyness. And the society of social media makes focus to long-term reading quite difficult. So one wonders when one writes things if they are read at all or read to the extent that they deserve to be read. I would hope so. I think it's tragic that our society has become a non-print society. It's very bad. It brings people down to a primitive level of thinking where they can't really put the dots together successfully. Without reading, without books, without print, we are essentially intellectually doomed in every way. However, I've also written two journal articles on the Syracuse Law Review and Academicus, a Albanian scientific journal, which have been bought by the United States Supreme Court in one instance and in two instances by the State Department. I also am scheduled for a presentation for 89 countries of a paper that I'm preparing. And so these are some of the things that I am engaged in, ladies and gentlemen. And today I want to talk about, first of all, this show talks about very many things. We talk about literature. I love literature. I'm a fan of English literature. It's fantastic. It lifts me up. It raises up my thinking and consciousness and brings me to the height of intellectual activity that the great English writers of the past present to me, whether Joseph Conrad, Jane Austen, Sir Walter Scott, or Wordsworth, or Keats, or Shelley, as for poets. These writers are all-time greats. Of course, E.M. Forster has two books, Howards End and Passage to India, are very, very precious and important to me. And I often write about these writers in these pages, in the pages of my internet pages. And I often also speak of theological issues, as well as philosophical issues in politics and current events. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the church. Now, a little bit about the church, and I want to say, in the 60s and early 70s, there was this idea about God is dead. And, of course, there were buttons that read, God is not dead. He's alive and well in Mexico City. So that's how religion was dealt with at that time, that God is dead. And some people said he's alive. But times have altered, and in fact, religion has made a comeback in the United States to some extent. It's gained a degree of power, specifically with the election of Jimmy Carter, who pronounced himself a born-again Christian. Christian belief in its conservative Protestant form has gained some acceptance, more so than in the past. Further, with the election of Ronald Reagan, evangelical Christianity allied itself with the Republican Party on certain social issues, such as abortion and possibly homosexuality, although that has been found quite all right, and I obey the law of the Supreme Court in this respect, and I respect it. So I have no issue with homosexual activity. It's legal. Their marriages are fine, and I have no issue with it. But, I mean, certain Christians do take issue with abortion and that. And, however, not only has Christian belief gained some acceptance, but since that time, many people have identified themselves as atheists. This is certainly true in Europe, which has become very secular and non-Christian in its society and outlook. Many people have identified themselves as atheists, and I think it's true today. There are certainly a large number of atheists. This is certainly true in Europe, which has become very secular and non-Christian, and it's been advancing in the United States with our culture, just like European culture, emphasis on material position and goods as a measurement of the worth and value for many people. So the United States is kind of following the European model with our culture's great emphasis on material positions and wealth as a measurement and criterion and measuring stick of worth and value for many people. So we have to say that secular, agnostic, and atheistic beliefs are held by many people, particularly the fairly educated, wealthier classes of society in the West. They take this position as they think it's advanced, it's scientific, and they think it's that religion is nonsense, backward. But let's take a look at another issue that I think is important. Christian belief has a greater appeal to the poor and those with less material wealth. And one can conclude that the reason for this is that when one has a sum of money, he is less dependent on religious belief and faith, since wealth creates some degree of spiritual independence. So, you have to say, I think it's true, that Christianity has a greater appeal to those poorer classes of society and less to those with material wealth. I think the reason for this is some people with some sum of money in the bank are less dependent on religious belief, since wealth creates some degree of spiritual independence. Let's say, go on with this, at least for the better educated upper middle class people in the West, Europe and the United States and Australia perhaps, I will continue this broadcast tomorrow as well as the other one. We don't have quite enough time to handle this, and I will continue this talk tomorrow at 6:30, which I will look forward to. Thank you very much.